Sup guys, little solo episode here. K-Bob and I were not able to get together to record, so I'm going to have a quick ad here. Skip forward 30 seconds. Hope you guys enjoy pretty much 30 seconds. Or so, 30 minutes of me rambling throughout the middle of the night or in my car. Later.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting and it's classy.
Beers with Nathan here. We got a moving parking lot chronicles, all right? So if you hear a little automotive sounds, I apologize, but I had some thoughts I had to get off of my thoughts. Fucking pizza parties, man. Remember when you were a kid and you got a pizza party at school and everyone's like, oh my God, it's a pizza party, how cool. Like, we're having pizza at school? Yeah, because it's cheap and it feeds a lot of people. But now that I'm an adult, you know, 13 plus years in the workforce, when a contest or a celebration is a pizza party, wow, that's the best you can do? 3 2-liters of soda and some dough? Like, I feel like if they're gonna, you know, once you get to a certain age, it should evolve from like pizza parties to like, hey, pick out an Olive Garden meal if you want to stay on the Italian version of things. Which, by the way, Italian. Maybe Italian's the proper way to say it, but Italian sounds so much classier. So you want to, you know, have people think that you're like a robe-wearing Italian and, you know, you really cook with wine and you have, you know, you're a nice guy. I think you should go with Italian. If you want to come across as like, you know, fist-pumping Jersey Shore, that's when you say Italian. Both Italians and Italians love pizza parties. And don't get me wrong, man, even, you know, as I'm older, I enjoy a good pizza party. But then, as you get older, it's a lot harder to, you know, satisfy everyone because your tastes have evolved. Some people they want those banana peppers, which to me is really weird. They're called banana peppers just because they're yellow. It'd be like calling bell peppers green peppers. It'd be like calling them like cucumber peppers. You just name it after something else because of the color of it, you know. Red peppers, you know, hey, those are cherry peppers. That's just a little weird to me. Cherry tomatoes, I get it. They look kind of the similar shape, but maybe they should just be called baby tomatoes or mini tomatoes. Back on the pizza, man. It's cool. You know, I enjoy pizza, but you just get to a certain age. That's not going to do it for me or motivate me, dude. I got $5 in my pocket 9 days a week, all right? I can go to Little Caesars. And when it comes to tax, guess what? I'll just drive by a McDonald's, look on the ground by the Ronald McDonald House thing, and get my 11 cents of tax. So, if you're trying to motivate people and stuff, man, you know, I wouldn't do ice cream. You know, as people get older, ice cream gives them the shits, and you're not trying to have all your employees shitting at once. So, I say as an adult, pizza and ice cream, get out, man. Time to evolve. You know, let's do a little Chinese takeout. Everyone pick up, a dish that they like and do a little buffet variety. Call Panda. See what's up. So, all right. That's a moving parking lot chronicles with Two Beers with Nathan. Beers and Beer at the podcast. Check it out, guys. Thank you. What's up, guys? Two Beers with Nathan. Parking Lot Chronicles, man. It's what it is. Man. Dude, if Aldi and Dollar General had their own version of Dove chocolate, it'd be pretty much pigeon chocolate. You know? You get it? You get it? found out Stacey Keebler's pregnant. Put that under shit I'm jealous about this week, man. You know what else I'm fucking jealous about? People who aren't scared of Pee Wee Herman. How the fuck did anyone watch that as a kid and not be like, this is not an okay thing. This is scary. Dude, the new Black Widow and Mulan trailers dropped. I'm not really too interested in seeing the real life Mulan. I kind of have a different preference for my Asian focused film. And I'm excited for the new Black Widow movie for essentially the same reason, if you can follow my Scarlett Johansson winks. I miss opening toys up for Christmas, man. I was definitely an indoor kid, so it was cool. Like I'd used, you know, the boxes from my toys as car ramps or pretend it was a bat cave or make like a castle and shit, man. I was totally an indoor kid, action figure kid, and
I'd occasionally play with cars and stuff, but I was still very much an indoor kid. Sports and shit wasn't really for me. I made lamb leg with some tomato sauce the other day. It was bullshit. I can't make ribs either. These are things that bother me. So, whatever, man. I can't cook. My last thought is, how did Bruce Willis and John Travolta become straight to Redbox? It's pretty wild. We don't even think about, like, DVD. Does Walmart still have $5 DVD bins? I'm not even sure. But pretty much, man, Bruce Willis and John Travolta, they're that straight to Redbox. I think that's, like, the only time I see their faces now is I walk by a Redbox and I'm like, huh. If that comes to Amazon or Netflix, I'll watch it. And that's how it works. I wish I was more confident in the bedroom. I'd be like a football coach. I'd be like calling RPOs, you know, real penis options and stuff.
All right, I'm just babbling on here and stuff. Just randomly recording stuff. I'll probably throw this at the back of an episode eventually. All right.
Bye. Beards and Beers, the podcast. Like, share, subscribe. Tell your friends.
All right, Two Beards with Nathan here. It's not a parking lot chronicles. It's 3 a.m. I just decided to record this because K-Bob and I weren't able to make a time together, and it's been almost 2 weeks since we put something out, and I don't like going that long without content. So, I'm having a hard time sleeping. Thought I'd just jump on the mic here and chat a little bit, man. We're getting ready to end the decade. 2 full hands of years. I think the reason I can't sleep is recently had to say goodbye to one of my dogs who happened to also live 10 years. And, God bless him. And, not religious and stuff, but hoping for the best. And that was hard. It's a lot going on, the 2010s, and now we're coming up on that 2020. That's the vision, the perfect vision. perfect vision for the next decade. Man, my Red Wings haven't been contenders this whole decade. 2009, when we lost Game 7 at home to Pittsburgh, was probably the last time we were real contenders. Man, it's been a wild 10 years looking back. I've had a few different jobs for a few different companies. I've had some career setbacks because of decisions companies have made. I've met some good people. I'd say in the last 10 years, I probably made a couple of my best friends through work, and that's pretty cool, So there's a highlight to the last decade. I traveled a bit, something I never do. Thought I'd never travel. But in the last 10 years, been to Las Vegas, Arizona. I think it was Arizona where I saw the Grand Canyon. San Francisco, Puerto Rico. I've actually saw a little bit of the country, and not in a semi, like in an actual vacation manner. So that's cool. One of the things I definitely learned this past decade is, you're really a child. Even though I bought my first house at 20, right before the decade started, it's because you bought a house or had a kid or multiple kids, multiple dads. It doesn't always mean you're an adult. I know people who, they went to Afghanistan or something like that and saw some shit, and they still don't seem to be adults. And I think that that 20 to 30 decade, it's like the last where you learn a ton. I think life, there's always a lot learning. I got, my dogs are all awake because I'm awake now, and they're wrestling, if you hear that in the background. But, I think 20 to 30, you think you know a lot, and you might be out there being promiscuous, and, your body can rebound from drinking and eating fucking McDoubles all day and stuff. But, once you hit 30, as I did, a year ago, I think you really realize, like, it's not old. With modern medicine and things like that, like, you're not even halfway through your life. Like, you start to realize how stupid a 22-year-old sounds, being like, oh my God, you're 30, you're 40, you're old. Like, you start to really just look back and realize why every generation hates the younger generation. That 20 to 30, man, there's so much you learn, and everyone does it at their own pace, and
You know, I think a lot, I don't think when you hit 30, even 40, it guarantees maturity, but I think by the time you hit 30, you see everyone kind of catch up at that finish line together when they hit that 3-0. And that's what this last decade was for me, man. And I think I also learned, you know, to be more enjoyable and focus on the things that matter to me. You know, and sometimes that's as simple as just watching my stories and having some beer with some friends. Like, I don't give a fuck how I look to a stranger. I'm not going to a bar to dance, you know, or a club, okay? Like, I'm not going to go line dance and shit and, you know, or go back to school. And, you know, the people who do go back to school, man, good for you. I just, that's not me. I hated school. And the thing is, there's nothing I want to do. You know, work's work, man. I don't know. Ugh. Drinking some Labatt Blue. Man, I'll tell you what, other than my two dogs who are also 10, you know, with Remy passing, I'd say the healthiest part of my life the last 10 years has been the consistency of Labatt Blue, so I appreciate that. What else happened in this last decade, man? We had Game of Thrones, Jersey Shore, like that's how long ago that shit was, man. Breaking Bad was a couple seasons in, but finished in the last decade. Shameless, you know, that's been 10 years strong. That's on a decade. All four Avengers movies. Dude, a new Star Wars movie is coming out next week. That means that we saw an additional trilogy of Star Wars. Not necessarily my bag, but hey, man, lots of people love it. And, you know, do you. Let's look at the last 10 years of Best Picture winnings. The King's Speech, 10 years ago, never saw it. The Artist, never saw it. Argo, I really liked Argo. Argo was a real good movie. 12 Years a Slave, banger, excellent movie. Hard to watch, great movie though. Birdman, really good movie. One Continuous Shot, that was cool looking. I enjoyed that. Michael Keaton, Edward Norton, Emma Stone, it was a good flick. Spotlight, never saw Spotlight. My understanding is that movie was about the priest being pieces of shit and touching people. Moonlight, man, I saw Moonlight, and I don't think it was that great. I don't think it was bad, but it's hard to believe nothing better came out that year. And maybe I just had too high of expectations. The Shape of Water. I still haven't seen that. I've heard good things, though. Green Book. Green Book was a real good movie, man. I enjoyed Green Book. I recommend seeing that. What about best songs of the last decade? Let's take a look at those. Now, this is going off Billboard's best performing singles, so there's not really necessarily a guarantee I agree with it, but this is just the most played songs, essentially. So we got TikTok by Kesha. Everyone knows the words to it, even if you don't like the song. Adele, Rolling in the Deep, banger. 2013, Somebody That I Used to Know. Same thing, man. Everyone knows that song, even if you don't want to hear it anymore. And Somebody That I Used to Know. God, man. That was like that year's Hey There, Delilah, you know, where like it's on nonstop. And at first you're like, oh, that's a catchy tune. And 60 days later, you're like, you got that one coworker that puts this shit on repeat. They buy the whole album, but they only play this song. That was the song. 2004, man, Macklemore hit it with Thrift Shop. And I don't think that aged well. Ooh, we had a little fall over there. Thrift Shop, man, I don't think it aged well. Then we had Happy, Pharrell from NERD. We made Happy when he made, like, some good hip-hop before that, so that was wild. My guy Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. That's some good shit. Love Yourself. Oh, dang, really? Justin Bieber hit this? Fuck yeah, man, good for the Biebs. Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, man, he might look like a grown-up Chucky from Rugrats, but, dude, he can write a song. I don't much care for him, but I'll give some credit. When he writes a banger, it's a banger. And then Drake's God's Plan. I enjoy Drake, you know, like every other Caucasian individual I know, but I also recognize, like, what he is, and it's geared more towards younger women than myself, and that's okay. So, you know, whatever, God's Plan. Man, the last decade, we got two Red Dead Redemption games. Playing one and two, like, wild how technology changes. If you played video games, man, we were spoiled. We got Spider-Man for PS4. Plenty of people got on that Skyrim thing that's like Game of Thrones and stuff. Fortnite's a thing. Got kids doing weird-ass dances, and I just don't get that game. Grand Theft Auto 5, man, that was a big one. That was a big one. Talk about some things that else happened, man. Let's look up on the... Oh, the world got kind of dumb over the Kaepernick stuff. You know, guy took a knee and the media kind of ran with it and made shit up. And then ignorant people started making shit up and people quit. Best way to explain all the Colin Kaepernick shit that happened in the past decade, I think we're going on 5 years of it, is pretty much miscommunication and unintentional racism and proof that the media really controls the narrative. That's the extent of what I want to talk about. I don't want to get too negative. The Patriots, man, they dominated the NFL. It was the decade of the quarterback. You know, they changed the rules to keep him healthy and keep him upright and... You know, to see four to eight guys throw for 5,000 yards, man, that's not rare anymore, you know. And then we saw a lot of that this past decade. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning just obliterating touchdown records. Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Phillip Rivers, you know, having MVP-like years, Russell Wilson, etc. LeBron James in basketball, he changed teams a few times. You know, he Cleveland son, born out of Akron, played for the Cavs, couldn't get done, went to the Heat, came back to the Cavs, now he's with the Lakers. A lot of people are going to say that's going to change his legacy compared to Jordan, but people forget Jordan did eventually go to the Wizards, and he got suspended a year for gambling. And don't give me that, like, oh, he went to go play baseball. I don't buy that shit, all right? We all know. Man, some bad things happen in sports. The Cubs won the World Series this decade, and after 108 years, and it just really brought out how fucking terrible Chicago is. It makes me so mad. Like, it just scares my dick back into my stomach. The NHL, man, they added a franchise in Vegas, and they were good right away. They were good right away, man, and that was pretty cool. There's 31 teams now. Be 32 soon, but that's in a new decade. Dude, a celebrity got elected president. That's pretty wild. You know, we finally had our first black president. And he's, you know, I had no issues with Obama not getting political. And then Donald Trump got elected. And honestly, he's more of a celebrity than a politician. So it's pretty wild, man. Podcasts, man, like what you're listening to, those blew up this decade. They became a big thing. You know, people got kind of sick of the radio and playing the same few songs, or kind of that, like, hey, you're listening to Roku Express in the morning. Here we go with a rah, rah, rah. Oh, yeah, it's a flea flicker. Are you going to call in and fake an orgasm at 8? It's the fake at 8. I think a lot of people got sick of that. And, you know, we have podcasts, still got ads, but you can hit that skip button. And, you know, most of these companies know it, and they want guys, you know, people doing natural ad reads and stuff, but you can talk like real people, and it makes you feel closer to either celebrities or comedians and stuff, podcasts, and I enjoy them. I think a lot of other people do, too. I don't think I know. Man, phones, man, cell phones, this last decade. Dude, laptops, gone the way of the dinosaur, man. Triceratops the fuck out of here. Phones have gotten good, man. I mean, what you can do on a camera on a phone now. I mean, this is shit that you couldn't do. I remember in high school, this would have been 12, 13 years ago, we couldn't do this type of shit on state-of-the-art Macs on iMovie, on the shit that I will do on a free app on my phone quick. It's banana lands, man. Cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency came out. Fake money that's codes. Just codes. Like, just make-believe. And it's crazy to think about, but also it's not when you consider, you know, things like credit scores, credit in general, like all these weird-ass things out there, man. Like, how make-believe is all that shit? So, it's Bitcoin and things. I don't know if it'll last, but with everyone swiping their debit card and not using cash, how tangible is any currency? Man, a lot of things happened this decade. Gram models came out. Ugh. Instagram models, thank God.
you know, Instagram changed a lot. They just recently got rid of likes. I'd say the last 10 years, we found out that there was more than two genders. I think before this past 10 years, we used to think there was male and female, and you might be born with genitalia of one gender, but inside feel like another gender, and even that still fell into the category of two genders. And now there's a lot, it's a wild world, man. I want everyone happy, and I want everyone to find themselves. I don't know if you, I don't even know if you find yourself, you know, when I talked about what you know at 30. I'm 31. But I really learned a lot this last decade, man. I think, you know, you can be a real mature 15 to 20, and you can have a lot of the world figured out and a lot of yourself figured out, but, you know, you could still be the one missing out on, you know, you may, like, I didn't go to college or university or anything like that, and when people tell stories about that, like, I wonder if I missed out, or if I would have done good in that type of thing, you know, or, you know, I didn't make a point of traveling, you know, I don't have kids of my own, and like, there's things you can look back on and think like, wow, but then there's also things where it's like, once you kind of hit that older age I talked about, not even older, so forgive me for saying that, but realizing like there is, as much as there's not a lot of time in life and you want to seize the moment, I think you got to realize the moment's also passing. You know, we're finishing up a decade. All right, and that sounds a lot because you need all your fingers to count that. But guess what? You still got toes. And some of you got real pointy nipples that you can keep counting with. And I tell you what, man, I got a little, it's cold down here. I got a little chubber, I'll point out too, to hit 11. 10 years, 11 years, 25 years. They're just years, man. They're collections of either 364 days or 365 days. They're all just days and years, and I think it's important to enjoy them and focus on what's cool. And, you know, we had a good, as human beings, a lot of bad shit happened this last decade, but I think a lot of cool shit probably happened too that I don't even know to mention. So, I mean, there's just, we got like electric cars are a common thing now. Self-driving cars, like the shit we can do in the world. Man, like when this is done, I can just go click on the Instagram app and see just rocket after rocket, you know, and like I don't gotta be, you know, showing that I'm 18 and shit. Like, yeah, if you're gonna see like some of the more naughty things, but like we didn't have that accessibility, you know, half my life ago, 15, 16 years. It's the way the world's changed, man. Do you guys remember when you'd hear, dude, you don't even need that for the internet anymore? All the technology in the world in the last 10 years, man, just put on these phones. I'm recording this on a phone. And we live in a golden age of television, man. I talked about a lot of the popular shows earlier. You know, Netflix has become the thing. Dude, Netflix has become such a thing that people don't just say, I'm going to watch TV, I'm going to watch Netflix. People ask, do you watch Netflix? And what they're essentially saying when that comes up is, if they're not going to ask you about a specific show, they're assuming that you just also put on a random-ass movie that would be on TNT 20 years ago. As like a shitty comedy at 2 a.m. You know, hey, what did Adam Sandler and David Spade put out this week? Oh, a movie about a bank manager in a grocery store on a CIA mission? Hey, this movie sucks, but I related to it. Oh, man, it's tired. I should probably not be awake. But we didn't record, man, and, you know, we're getting some good feedback on the show, and we're enjoying doing it again, you know, and we'll try to be a little more consistent going forward, but if not, you know, one of us will probably record a little solo episode, and I don't know, man, it is a little more therapeutic for myself than others, and it's probably not too funny, but, you know, just looking back at this last decade, you know, as the decade ends, it's not 2020 quite yet, but like I said, you know, unfortunately, had to say goodbye to one of my dogs who I'd had for 10 years. He was always skittish. You know, he was kind of a lot like me. Like, he liked the people he really liked, and then he was scared of the things he wasn't sure about and didn't always make the best choices, and maybe got a little too violent, and it was tough saying goodbye to him, and, you know, I miss him. So I think that's the thing that's really started me thinking about the last decade, and then You know, if you follow hockey at all, you've seen that my Detroit Red Wings, man, they, beyond bad. And but 10 years ago, top of the world, Cup in 08, lost in game 7 in 09. And, you know, rebuilds in sports can take a while. Look at my Buffalo Bills, man. There's a legit chance at the time of me recording this they could win the division over the Patriots. So life's wild like that, you know. I lived in the same house for 10 years, minus 1 year here where I've been now. And, like, you know, you kind of realize, like, home really is where you make it. You know, people that you want around you matter the most, you know, and who you care about, you want to be close to them and stuff. And I kind of moved to kind of be a little more on my own, and I chose that, but I'm still close to, you know, people. I think that's cool too, you know. I mean, that's just kind of life. And, you know, you remember years ago, dude, people used to live in like Nebraska and then St. Louis, and they'd have to use like carrier pigeons to talk to each other and stuff. It was fucking banana lands, you know. So, all right, I think that's a little bit, that's enough for now. I'm going to have one of these snacks and get going. So thanks for listening, guys. Like, share, subscribe. Catch you later. What up? Two Beers with Nathan, Parking Lot Chronicles. All right, god damn, I look fucking flush and gross. Haven't been posting a lot. Got some personal shit going on, so we're a little behind on an episode, but we'll get back to recording here soon. But anyway, so we're going to talk about real quick about that Thursday night football game. So if you don't like football, just like this and move on. Dallas has to make a coaching change, and you have a good coach out there looking for a job now in Ron Rivera. The Cowboys have talent. They got plenty of talent, but they're not winning, and at some point you got to look at the head coach. Now, somebody said to me, well, your Red Wings in hockey are last place. Why aren't you calling for the coach's head there? There's a talent deficit, though. I truly believe that Dallas could easily have been a 12-4 team this year if they had the right coach behind them. And, you know, you got guys like Mike McCarthy, Ron Rivera, who have had a lot of success in the league, who maybe it's time to get them in there. Obviously, the offense is going, the defense is up and down. I'll even say this, the Thanksgiving loss against Buffalo, best team no one's talking about in football. Tough pill to swallow, Thanksgiving at home, but understandable. But losing to the Bears, a team that is very in a similar boat as Dallas, that, like, they'll beat teams they shouldn't beat and then shit the bed with a wet wipe in their hand and just be like, So that's my take on that, man. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I love Jason Witten. You know, I would have liked to have seen him get a ring. I love Tony Romo. You know, obviously he's not playing anymore. So it's tough. You know, being a Wisconsin boy, though, and even though I'm not a Packer fan, last night, man, that had to be hard for the Packer fans. You know, what are they doing? Hoping for a tie? Can both teams lose? Dude, I heard that like 6 times at work yesterday. Now, given I brought it up to them, like, oh, you know, who do you hope wins? Because, and just the whole like, So, anyway, man, I'm just rambling, waiting to start the day. I look like shit. Dude, look at this fucking old man beak haircut, dude. It looks like I killed a duck or a pelican and was like, hey, this is a hairstyle now. Dude, I look like I'm going to a Misfits concert, but court first, you know? So, fucking embarrassing. Dude, I gotta get some color, man. Like, my cheeks are all red from the heat. So, what else is going on? Parking Lot Chronicles and shit, man. Dude, you know the best part about parking lots? Even though they have arrows saying which direction to go, there's no law about it. It's a suggestion. That's private property, man. So if you decide that you're going the other way, yeah, you're an asshole, but you're not an illegal asshole. Speaking of illegal assholes, getting shit into prisons. It's crazy how you'll, like, see these videos and stuff nowadays, man, where, like, guys are like, yo, I'm on an iPhone, we locked up, cell block C, burr, burr, burr. That's pretty crazy to me, man. And I'm not talking shit about COs and stuff, but obviously they didn't graduate fucking Ivy degree jobs to go work crazy hours to be, you know, a corrections officer and watch dudes butt fuck each other and stuff. I don't even know how often that happens. I don't know. I haven't been to prison. I'm a pussy. I'm scared of breaking the law, scared of getting beat up. I'll tell you who I will fight, though. A sassy 3-year-old. Dude, if you're going to be 3 and sassy, you're going to get some slappy. Just kidding. I'm not going to hit somebody else's child. So, all right, Parking Lot Chronicles. It's 4 minutes in. What's up? Fire Garrett. Fire all the coaches, man. Sports need to be more incentive-based. Everything. They should just... all four major sports... Don't redraft, just take everyone's salary, change it up, everyone gets a league minimum, and it becomes incentive-based. Hey, here's a touchdown, 25 grand, there you go. Now you're going to see some real big scores, man. You change it to where certain players, you know, hey, you miss a tackle, you lose 5 grand. Or for every tackle, you make 5 grand. Every interception, every pick six, you get 100 grand? Dude, you'll start seeing every punt run back. 200 grand. You're going to start seeing some exciting football. Dude, every home run, 6 grand. I get they play a lot more, so that's why I lowered the price there. Dude, we're going to go back to the Sosa McGuire days, and baseball's going to be good again. So, damn, we're coming up on 5 minutes, man. And if you're still listening this 5 minutes in, listen to Beards and Beers Thanksgiving episode. I know it's a few weeks after Thanksgiving, but still a good episode. Thanks, guys.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.